I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-931-1234. This is where we turn the show over to you. The fourth microphone is yours. We want to know what you're up to this weekend. If you've got something big and exciting you're going to be doing or something low-key, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. Operators are standing by. Well, intern Samantha, anyway. Let's see. Who do we have up here first? This is Carissa from Salem. Good morning, Carissa.
Hi, morning.
What are you up to this weekend?
So tomorrow is craft day with my friend Karen. She got back from Disney beginning of Thanksgiving week. So we're just going to hang out all day tomorrow, work on projects, and just talk all day.
You're going to do arts and crafts and hang out with your bestie? That sounds amazing.
It's so fun. We either have our own projects to work on or we'll do something together. It just depends on what she has going on. She has 5 kids, stay-at-home mom. Sometimes I'll help with her projects or, you know, we'll just hang out.
And what kind of arts and crafts? What are we doing for arts and crafts? We making wreaths? What are we doing?
I think tomorrow we're just doing some embroidery stuff. We have our own projects to work on, like for Christmas presents. Sometimes we, you know, bring our glue guns or paints and
love a glue gun
when you want to get crazy,
right?
I always burn myself though.
Is there craft beer involved on craft day?
What
is there craft beer involved on craft day?
She makes margaritas.
There it is.
Yes.
That's awesome. All right.
And scene. And then,
you want to see what I can do with this glue gun now?
Thank you.
And then Sunday, I'm having lunch with a friend I haven't seen since last year. We're just going to hang out.
Nice.
So it's just going to be a chill weekend.
All right. Enjoy. Thanks, Carissa.
Again,
617-931-1234. If you want to call or text that number, let us know what you're up to this weekend. My wife just, you know, she's into the arts and crafts. She does the,
she does embroidery.
No, needlepoint.
Yes.
And we just got back her first batch of needlepoint. She did Christmas ornaments for us all.
Aww.
And she's been working on needlepoint for like 3 years and never finished anything. And she finally had them finished and they showed up at the house this week. They look fantastic.
Aww, I love it.
What are you up to this weekend, Kennedy?
Well, going to collect some toys over the weekend. So we look forward to seeing you at Pheasant Lane Mall, and I'll be down South Shore on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But on Saturday, I will be in Salem at Creature Comforts Doggy Daycare for my friends at Great Dog Rescue New England. We're doing a pop-up art show auction. So basically, we're just trying to raise some money because, you know, they're a tiny little organization that doesn't have a lot of money and saves a lot of puppies. So you can come, you can meet some puppies, you can bid on some art, just have a good time.
What time is that and where?
It's going to be a Saturday from 5 to 7 at Creature Comforts Doggy Daycare, 10 Broadway in Salem.
So you're just going to stay up there on the North Shore somewhere? Because we have our thing is from 11 to 1.
Yes.
Just stay up there and then go do your event.
Maybe. Yes, probably. Yeah. I've been thinking about it. I'm like, can I get home and back again?
You can stay at my house if you want. We won't be there.
Are you going to sniff all of the puppies' feet? Because from what I hear, they smell like corn chips.
Yes, I smell Elvis's every day. It is what it is.
I don't know what I'm doing this weekend.
I don't believe you.
If I'm being honest, it's still up in the air. So today is Lana's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. And so,
you don't have a wonderful weekend planned for her?
Well, it's just utter chaos right now with her and work because it's that time of year. So
busy.
Yeah. So she has, Charlestown has the big holiday fair tomorrow.
Oh, is she going to be out there for that?
Well, the weather looks like, I don't know. I haven't.
It's going to be 60 degrees, isn't it?
Is tomorrow going to be good? I had seen originally that it was supposed to be really bad on Saturday.
Rain,
I don't know
please.
If it has changed.
58 and rainy.
Yeah. So she's doing that tomorrow. I am still trying to get into the event at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway with the Royals.
Did you get a tux?
I am set on
good.
That.
Very
I am I'm ready to go for if I get the call.
I hope it happens. I really do.
I'm trying to get into that or the President Biden thing.
Mm.
So we'll
see. President Biden thing.
Yes. I'm trying to get into one of those two things. Who knows? I'll probably not end up at either.
President Biden thing.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is. I'm just trying to get into it.
It's a fundraiser. It's a fundraiser, Carson.
Tom, what are you up to this weekend?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Wife's birthday tonight, Capitol Grill.
Let's go.
Oh, so you're better than Carson.
Tomorrow.
Hey, can I send my wife with you? Tom, can I send my wife with you to Capitol Grill?
Certainly. Pheasant Lane Mall at 11.
There it is.
You're a good man.
Oh, you're bringing his toys?
The grandkids at night.
No, he's going shopping.
Just a coincidence.
No, I'm only coming to bring presents.
You are the man.
I love it.
And then babies and the grandkids, and then the wife's birthday party on Sunday.
Man, wait. You're taking her out to dinner on Friday and then a birthday party on Sunday?
Well, the family's going to come over
right
on Sunday.
Yeah, hopefully.
It's almost like he loves her.
It's funny. It's funny. I don't know if it was Dan who did this, but I texted the other day and said, who's going to be in Pheasant Lane? And someone said, does it matter? I'm like, well, yeah, I bought one of you guys a present.
We are all going
to
be
Which
there.
One of us did you buy a present?
Yeah, I have to wait to find
so
out.
The other two of us just have to
name
watch?
Rhymes with Schmenity, Dan. Yeah.
No, Dan, it would be for you because you didn't have any tools to put something together.
Oh.
Nice.
Well, now right. I feel mean.
All right. We'll see you there, Tom. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Tom, you know what? I'd like
weekend.
Tools, too.
Yeah. Who doesn't like tools, Kennedy? Let's see.
I've been working with one for 20 years.
From the 508 going to Gordon Ramsay's in Boston.
Delicious.
From the 508 going to Gordon Ramsay's in Boston Saturday. Got my son's birthday. And then my daughter is in her first play and doing some decorating. That is from my dear, dear friend Meredith from Carver. Let's see here from the 508 chaperoning the 10th grade ring dance tonight and tomorrow going to my new fiance's work Christmas party where he is celebrating 20 years with his company. Oh, that's kind of cool. Although going to the work company Christmas party sometimes can be a little bit stressful. Tracy, what are you up to this weekend?
I'm going to come visit you guys at Pheasant Lane Mall tomorrow.
Yay!
I'm loving all these calls.
Nice. I love that. Yeah, we're going to be there 11 to 1. Anything else on the docket for the weekend?
Yeah, I also have to finish up my shopping. I, through work, adopt an elder and a kid each year to give gifts to for that. So I have to finish up that shopping as well.
She's finishing up her shopping. I haven't even started yet.
So her whole weekend is just about helping people.
And Ingrid, what are you up to this weekend?
I'm going to do Christmas tree shopping. And then, hello, for the first time ever, my pumpkins are still outside from Thanksgiving. And I had, like, animals eating the pumpkins. So they had to go, they have to be in the trash this week, tomorrow. But they were eating the pumpkins. First time ever that ever happened.
Well, yeah, you can break
delicious.
Them up.
They're
put
delicious.
Them in the lawn for your squirrels.
Yeah, 100%. You don't need to throw it out. Leave it out there for the really? Half. Yes.
Yeah, just leave them
100%.
There.
100%.
First, never happened before. Never, ever happened before.
That is wild.
And I was just like, oh. But yeah, I'll leave it out. Thank you.
Just yeah, a little clarification. Are you going to Christmas tree shop or Christmas tree shopping? Two different things.
Christmas tree shopping, not Christmas tree shop. No.
But you can do it at the Christmas tree
shopping.
Okay, yeah, just wanted to clarify.
I go to Russell. Russell's in Walk.
All right. Well, have a great weekend. Thanks, Ingrid. How about you, Producer Dan? What are you up to this weekend?
I mean, outside of going and collecting toys for our final run, the only thing I have on my docket is I'm going to work very hard to try to get myself to the gym this weekend for the first time.
Hey.
I need to start. I bought a membership when I moved to Woburn 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Like, I bought it before I even moved.
Yeah.
And I have not gone once. I keep getting emails. They're like, you all right, man? Well, you haven't even tried.
Like, you haven't they're going to send you a Christmas card for the free money, though.
So I'm going this weekend. Well, I just need to start my good habits.
Dan, take your time. Don't try and lift all the weights all at once.
Coming out the gate hot, coming in hurt.
And from the 413, working all weekend, but sending the hubs and kids to see Kennedy on Sunday with some new toys.
Yay.
Yes,
thank
so Pheasant Lane Mall, we will be there Saturday from 11 to 1 Center Court. Sunday, I will be at the North Shore Mall from 12 until 2. I'll be at the Zone by Macy's. And Kennedy will be at the same time at the South Shore Plaza at Center Court there, 12 to 2, right in front of Macy's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!